In the day's other headlines, seven jurors have been chosen to serve in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. Their selection came on day two of the trial. Lawyers will resume jury selection on Thursday to fill out the 12-person panel. At one point today, Judge Juan Merchan reprimanded the former president after he could be heard commenting about a juror and gesturing towards her. In the Middle East, Israel's war cabinet postponed a planned meeting to address any planned response to Iran's weekend attack. They'll reconvene tomorrow. The delay comes as Western allies discuss new sanctions against Tehran in an effort to dissuade further military escalation. Today, the Pentagon reaffirmed its support for Israel.
We do not seek escalation in the region, but we will not hesitate to defend Israel and protect our personnel. Again, we do not want to see a wider regional war. We don't seek conflict with Iran, but we won't hesitate to take necessary actions to protect our forces.
U.S. Air Force jets and Navy destroyers supported Israel during the Iranian attack on Saturday. A congressional panel is accusing China of using tax rebates to subsidize the production and export of fentanyl materials. Lawmakers said in a report today that the incentives only apply to deadly chemicals that are sold outside of China. At a hearing on Capitol Hill today featuring former Attorney General William Barr and others, committee members lashed out at Beijing.
Through its actions, as our report has revealed, the Chinese Communist Party is telling us that it wants more fentanyl entering our country. It wants the chaos and devastation that has resulted from this epidemic. And yes, that means more dead Americans.
Fentanyl is a leading cause of drug overdoses in the U.S., killing an average of 200 Americans each day. Federal regulators issued new protections today for coal miners against so-called black lung disease. Mining companies will have to cut workers' exposure to the toxic silica dust that causes the ailment in half. In central Appalachia, one in five miners has black lung disease. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said of the rule, quote, "We're making it clear that no job should be a death sentence." A federal appeals court has overturned a West Virginia law banning transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams. The court found that the law violates Title IX, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools. The case was brought on behalf of a 13-year-old transgender girl who said the law had blocked her from running on her middle school track team. A Renaissance-era landmark in Denmark's capital went up in flames today. The blaze broke out on the copper roof of Copenhagen's Old Stock Exchange as it was undergoing renovations ahead of its 400th anniversary. The spire of the structure, which is a twisted spear of four dragon's tails, collapsed in the fire, and the city's mayor called the building an iconic piece of Danish heritage.
I can't put into words what the stock exchange means for us as a building and a symbol for Copenhagen. The four dragons are a part of our skyline, and a lot of people from Copenhagen cycle past it or walk past it every day. It's a 400-year-old cultural history that has been lost not only in Copenhagen, but also in Denmark.
Passersby helped emergency crews save paintings and other artifacts from inside the famous building. There were no reported casualties and no word yet on what caused the fire. The torch for this summer's Paris Olympics was lit at a ceremony in Greece today. In ancient Olympia, where the games started, an actress playing the role of high priestess set the fire ablaze. It'll be carried relay style to Athens and then onwards to France. The journey will end with the lighting of the Olympic flame at the opening ceremony in Paris on July 26th. On Wall Street today, investors weighed comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell that persistent inflation will likely delay any rate cuts until later this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 63 points to close at 37,798. The NASDAQ gave back 19 points, and the S&P 500 lost 10. And the Library of Congress has added 25 new audio selections to the National Recording Registry. That means they are, quote, worthy of preservation for all time based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance. They include the Notorious B.I.G.'s 1994 album Ready to Die, Blondie's Parallel Lines from 1978, and Gene Autry's Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Also among the entries was ABBA's 1976 classic Arrival and their hit Dancing Queen. Still to come on the news hour, a look at the worsening humanitarian crisis in Sudan. 1 year after the start of its brutal civil war. The health risks from nearby petrochemical plants for those living and born in Louisiana. And the new film Civil War explores what could happen if a divided America goes to war with itself.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.